Move relative to the play cursor for time movement commands during playback checkbox not checked Alt plus M.
Move relative to the play cursor is the important thing to know about this one. It's unchecked by default. So by default, you're getting Reaper's movement behavior. And let me show you what that looks like. If we just quickly listen to this clip that I've got imported, the first four bars are super filtered, and then it kicks into the chorus proper, not filtered, just so you can hear the difference when we demonstrate this preference. So here's the filtered bit.
Play.
Then here's the chorus proper. So in Reaper, you've got two cursors. You've got your edit cursor and you've got your play cursor. When you press play, your edit cursor doesn't move until you tell it to. It stays in the position that you were at when you started playing. But your play cursor is what moves along the timeline. With this preference in its default state unchecked,
move relative to the play cursor for time movement commands during playback checkbox not checked Alt plus M.
Time movement commands react to the edit cursor. So what I mean by this is if I start playing,
play.
And then when it goes to the full section, so now my play cursor is way further on than my edit cursor. But if I press page down to jump a bar forward,
bar three.
Do you see what's happened? Even though I pressed go forward a bar, because I've been listening to the tune for a while, it's jumped back to the edit cursor position and it's skipped the edit cursor a bar forward. It's moving forward from the edit cursor position, not where I was when I was listening to it. That's the Reaper default behavior. And after a while, it started to drive me insane. So I twisted Jamie's arm and got him to make this preference.
Move relative to the play cursor for time movement commands during playback.
Move relative to the play cursor instead.
Checked.
So you remember what we just said, that when we press play, it's actually the play cursor that moves along the timeline, right? So if we repeat that experiment,
bar fix play.
I'm going to wait till the full chorus. And if I start skipping forward now, we're still in the full chorus because it's skipping forward based on my play cursor position instead. To me, that feels a lot more intuitive. So this is one of only a few preferences that I'd recommend. Most people are probably going to want to check it. A lot of the other stuff in here is just kind of, you know, what you prefer. But I think in this case, this one does actually make Reaper easier to navigate.